Hello, my name is Zima. I'm returning your call from customer service. Can I have your zip code to further assist you today?
70555.
And can I have your first and last name?
Vernon Sturdivant.
All right, give me just a second to pull up your account.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And can you confirm your address for me for security purposes?
7866 Hoover Road, Maurice, Louisiana, 70555.
Yes, sir. I see that you've been in an active subscription for the OptiBlends Rapid Keto Cleanse and Keto Burn. How can I help you today?
When I bought that stuff, I told the woman it was a one-time thing. Do not send anything else. Do not charge anything else to my credit card. If the stuff works, I would buy more. But absolutely, do not send anything else. Well, I keep getting these $87 packages. Why?
Yes, sir. Do you remember when you called in?
No, I don't.
I'm trying to find a record of you calling in the council.
I canceled it when I ordered it. I told her, a one-time thing. Do not send anything else. And she says, okay.
You canceled when you ordered? Did you call a number to call in the council?
No. The woman agreed with me that she would not. She would put it down on that thing to not send anything else. Now I've got $170-something, almost $180.
Yes, sir. So how did you? Yes, sir. So how did you contact the woman that you spoke with?
How did I contact her?
Yes.
On
how?
The phone.
Yes, sir. I asked. Did you call her? Did you call in a number to speak with her?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I'm not seeing any call history showing that you called us in the council or any documentation that you called in the council.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna send this stuff back to y'all. I want the money put back into my account. Both these packages, and I repeat, do not charge anything else to my card.
Yes, sir.
Have that money back in there in 45 days or less.
Sir.
Write return to sender on this, and y'all should get two packages of it. I'm sitting here looking at both of them right now.
Yes, sir. I do understand.
Or you write return to sender on there.
Yes,
on
sir.
The back.
No, sir. We don't take products back to the facility due to health and safety reasons, due to the whole virus and thing going around. I would be able to refund you, but I can't because it doesn't show that you call in to cancel with us. And your subscription has been dated back since 7/27/20. So that should have been about July 20th. And today is September the 28th.
I've been in the hospital since way last month. With open heart surgery. Can't very well call from the ICU.
Yes, sir, and I do understand.
Now,
but what I can do for
I
you today.
Money, ma'am. I want the money refunded to my account. I'll send this stuff back to you if you want, whatever. I don't want it. I didn't want it to begin with. That was discussed when I ordered stuff. Now,
yes,
are
sir.
You gonna refund my money? Are you gonna refund my money, or am I gonna have to go through some other channels to get it done?
Yes, sir. What do you mean, go through other channels?
Attorney or something like that? File fraud charges with the bank?
Yes, sir, but the charges to your account are legal and valid because I'm not seeing any documentation that you did call in the council. What I can do for you today, I cannot issue you a 100% refund for that last charge to your account, but what I can do is offer 35% refunded of that amount and get you canceled out to ensure that you don't receive any future charges from your account.
Give me a refund of how much?
35% of the last charge from your account. Because on our end, yes, sir.
I want 100%.
sir. Refund. On our end,
ma'am,
it's...
I do not want this crap. I did not order it.
Yes, sir, and I do understand your frustrations and your concerns. However, on our end, it's not showing that you had any call history of calling any council. So give me just a second to speak with my supervisor to see what I can do for these charges to your account. However, I am sure that 100% refund will not be available to you today because there is no call history showing that you called in on your account or phone records. But I can see what else I can do for you.
That's what you're telling me. That's what you're telling me. So, in other words, what I say don't count?
No, sir. I'm not necessarily saying that. However, we do have an automatic computer system that shows the phone records in which you would have called in. And I don't see on your account any notations that you called in. Like I said,
well,
the subscription...
Did you order thing and call in August to this 855 number? Because I damn sure called in August.
And who did you speak to when you called in August, sir?
Nobody. I got put on hold, on hold, on hold, on hold for about 20 minutes, and I finally give it up. Enough is enough.
Yes, sir. I do apologize for the whole time that you may have experienced back in August. However, it is now September. So what I can do for you is speak with my supervisor to see what I can do about these charges to your account. However, 100% refund will not be available to you today, but I can see what else I can do for you, okay?
Well, if I don't get 100% refund, I'm turning it into my bank. That's fraud.
Give me just a second, sir.
Okay. Ma'am?
Yes, sir, I do understand you, and I do hear you. If you can give me just a second, I have to speak with my supervisor.
Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm still speaking with my supervisor. Give me just a second, okay?
All right.
Yes, sir. So I have spoken with my supervisor. Although we couldn't find any call records with your name attached to them or any documentation that you called in the council, out of courtesy to you today, I have refunded you in full for the charges to your account of $89.65. You should see that in about 3 to 5 business days. I also have a cancellation number for you to ensure that you're canceled out today so that you don't receive any future charges to your account.
Let me get something to write with here, please.
Okay.
I'm just now getting over open heart surgery. I hope you don't ever have to have it. Okay, you're gonna refund.
I'm gonna be refunding you your last transaction of $89.65.
Well, how about the first transaction?
Sir, like I stated, you would have called in within that 14 days to avoid that charge. You didn't call in. The best that I could do for you was get you refunded for the $89.65 that last transaction. Like I stated on our part, I'm not seeing any call records that's showing that you called in, any notations by any agents. If you would have called in with the agent, they would have provided you with a cancellation number, as I'm about to do.
The lady that I talked to didn't speak real good English. Where she was from or whatever, I don't know. But she didn't speak real good English. Okay, what's the cancellation number?
C is in Charlie. 252-6793.
Charlie, 252-6793.
Yes, sir, you are correct.
Okay.
You will be refunded for $89.65 in about 3 to 5 business days. I thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful day.
You too, B. Stay safe. Bye-bye.